Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
You love this game. I mean, love it with your whole heart. Because if you don't, let's not even bother. Let's not open that door. They're just going to slam it right in our face.
We are who we are when nobody's watching. If you want to know who you really are, be on your own. Go somewhere on your own, on holiday or whatever, and that's who you are.
I found it years ago. Most people are missing something because they don't know who they are. They never examine themselves. They've never done this experiment on themselves. You create your own self. There's so much in you that you have not unlocked.
What are you becoming? And if you go to work on it now, sure enough, in a very short period of time, you can take on a new direction to become the kind of person you want to be. There's a very important question to ask, and the question is, 10 years from now, you will surely arrive. And the question is, where?
Do you have the courage to act outwardly on what you see inwardly? Or will you die a dreamer? Will you die on the verge and on the edge and in the land of coulda, woulda, and shoulda? It takes courage to be successful. It is far easier not to be successful. Misery will always have company. Success breeds contempt. If you don't want to make waves, be mediocre. Be normal and fit in. And if you're more concerned about people than you are God, then neutralize everything he put in you. Just fit in with everybody else. Dress like them, walk like them, act like them, eat like them, go where they go, think like they think, do what they do. And once you've neutralized your uniqueness, you don't need courage. It takes courage to be different. It takes courage to go where you've never gone before. For some of you, it took courage to come to this conference. It takes courage to get you outside of the box. It takes courage to be successful. It takes courage to win. People don't talk about people that don't win. If you win, they're going to talk about you. Do you have the courage to stand there though the storms keep raging and the people get to talking and you stand there and say, I've come too far to turn around? That's your girlfriend and say, do you have the courage?
And you're going to fail. 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 And then you're going to win. And that's life. Life without those challenges, it's just existence. Don't just exist. Go live.
People that are hungry have zero excuses for not pursuing their dreams. And they come back again and again and again. They operate like Willie Jolly, who said that a setback is a setup for a comeback. I've got a saying, if life knocks you down, try and land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up.
Success is not how far you got. Because see, you're going to be disappointed all the time. Because somebody always further than you. So now you'll forever be disappointed. Success ain't how far you got. Success is how far you got from where you started.
You got to chase that dream before you die, man. You should go and live your dream. Just go see. God puts your real life in your imagination. That's where your real life ain't in your present circumstance. Your real life is not in your current situation. Your real life is not in your paycheck. Your real life, he tucks it away in your imagination.
Not every single day is going to be this killer day. Sometimes I wake up and I feel great. Sometimes I wake up and I'm like, everybody, I want to burn this motherfucker to the ground. But here's the difference. When I feel like that on the second day, I wake up and you know what I do? The same shit I would do on the days that I feel fucking great.
In life, people don't burn out because of what they do. People burn out because life makes them forget why they do. But when the purpose is intact, when the mission is intact, when it's about something greater than themselves, the opposition, the adversity, and the challenges are part of the journey.
That's what life should be, is a mission. That's what gives your life purpose and focus and drive and ultimately satisfaction.
This is how you know you're not living in your gift. If when the alarm clock goes off in the morning and you ain't happy about it, you ain't doing what you want to do. See, you're fighting upstream. You're going against what God created you for. If your job makes you sick to go to, if you're unhappy with waking up to go to where you got to go, it's because you ain't living in your gift.
Eventually, inaction will cost you. But your default setting should be, I'm going to do something. Just get up, move towards that challenge, and go attack it. Go do something that's hard. If you want freedom in your life, you have to have discipline. Move towards that challenge, whatever that challenge is. And you may be successful, and you may not be successful, but you will be better. And the next challenge, you can be more prepared for.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I never knew that the way people described you would become a prison until they did it. You are at your best when you are authentic to your core, and you have to be what you are, not what they call you. And what happens in life as we evolve as a person, we cannot allow ourselves to be incarcerated by anything that people would describe us with, because we limit then what the Holy Spirit can do in your life.
Find a thing you like. Try to find a thing that you really enjoy. Try to find a thing that you're passionate about.
Like an activity.
Yes. For me, early on, it was drawing. It was illustrations. It was comic books. I wanted to be a comic book illustrator. And then it went from comic book drawing and illustrations to martial arts.
You've got to be almost insane to your craft. Not a lot of people can understand that.
Time is not the main thing. Time is the only thing. What it is that you're doing with your time today. You know what? If you look at it, if you really look at it, all of us are basically the same. The only difference is how you use your time.
We all get exactly the same amount of time. Exactly. See, the truth is we don't know how much time we've got. But we know we're here and now. And the only thing we've really got is what's right here in the center. If we want to enjoy more of life, we've got to give everything we've got right now.
life seems like it's going to last forever. And I will tell you right now, it's not going to last forever. And those years go by like a summer's day. And the next thing you know, you look up and you're 36 years old, or you're 44 years old. And that time's gone. You cannot get it back. You cannot get time back. So those dreams that you have, those goals that you have, don't put them off another second. Not one second. Get on them and go out and make them happen starting right now.
When we go through a time of chaos, when we go through a time of rejection, when we go through a time of feeling like nobody cares about us, like everybody hates us, the world is against us, you have to remind yourself that this is just you telling yourself things that are absolutely untrue. The world doesn't hate you. It's not the world. It's one situation that you are making into the world. The reality of a situation oftentimes is very hard, but oftentimes the reality of a situation is not as bad as it seems.
Work on your list of whys. One of the big thrusts for success is to come up with a strong enough why. And if the why is powerful, the how is easy.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard, and the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it. More for you.
Life doesn't happen to you. Life happens for you. Opportunities will come to you every day. It's either for you, you can remain scared of the opportunities, or you can embrace them and take them.
Do something that you don't know if you can accomplish. Do that thing that you don't know if you can do. Stop being afraid of hard work.
Every single person who wants to do something with their life and has done something with their life has gone through the exact chapter that you're going through, and it's the lonely chapter.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay.
Life is going to hit you with a certain level of opposition. And it's going to test your will and it's going to test your heart. And life is going to say to you, you said you wanted it. Now let's see how bad you really want it.
And then once we hit that wall, we don't quit. We don't give up. We push a switch called will, and we start using our willpower. Yes, we tired. Yes, we're hungry. Yes, the mind is saying give up. Yes, it's saying quit. But we cannot quit because we realize we have not reached a goal yet.
While you're over there watching me and talking about me, I'm working. I'm working hard. I'm taking things to the next level. You keep gossiping and I'll keep working. You keep talking smack and I'll keep working. You keep focusing on everything and everyone else and I'll keep working. And when you finally look around at where you are and where I'm at, you realize that you have nothing left to talk smack about. That you will lose and I will win.
We don't take a second to realize the purpose is always there. The purpose never leaves us, because the very purpose is you. You are always the purpose. There may be another purpose, like being a SEAL or going to college or whatever, but the main purpose in life is you. So if you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself. And that's what you need to really research is, man, why am I not doing this for myself? Because that is the number one purpose in life, is to better oneself.
People don't understand it's you against you. The only person that gets in your way is you. Nobody else. It's you.
The price you will pay, the suffering you will go through to make your dream come true is incredibly small than the price you will pay if you never do. You'll pay that one the rest of your life.
To grow the individual will to become something, you must get comfortable with fear and failure. They must be your best friends. Every hero you guys had was called an idiot, crazy, a loser. You must break society's status quo.
Ask yourself what you're willing to risk. What's the price you're willing to pay? Because what most people do when they're trying to chase their dream or their big outcome, the whole time they're negotiating the price in their head. Should I continue to do it? Is it worth it? I don't know if I can continue anymore. It's getting higher, and that price is failure.
This world we live in is tough. It's tough. It will beat you down. The world and the life that we live in is the ultimate competitor. It will try to take you out. It will find your weakness, and it will just hammer you.
You most likely won't regret the things you've done, but you sure will regret the things you didn't do. Do you really want to live an average life, or do you want to be more, better, successful, and with that remembered? If so, then you have to put in the work and go for it.
Reminder that if you want to be exceptional, you're going to be different from everyone else. That's what makes you exceptional. You can't fit in and also be exceptional. Both have discomfort. When you fit in, you have internal conflict because you're not being 100% you. When you're exceptional, you have external conflict because everyone sees you as different. Pick one. When your friends start to say, "You've changed," remember it's because they don't know how to say, "You've grown."
I get happier about the harder it is because I know that no one else will follow.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt.
A lot of us have big dreams, big goals. And when you have goals that are maybe outside your reach, you have to know that getting to that goal, you're going to have a lot of bad days, a lot of setbacks, failure. It's going to happen. So how fast do you get up from that? You got to have an unlimited supply of fire, this drive and passion that I'm going to be somebody. It has to be there, because on all those bad days, on all those days you don't want to do stuff, you have to be your own motivator, your own coach, your own trainer, your own everything. You have to come into work ready to go.
Find your impossible. What is it you think is impossible? You could never quite grasp. That's what you have to go after. If you don't have a dream, man, you're dead.
10 years from now, you will surely become someone. The big question is, who? 10 years from now, you will surely arrive. And the question is, where? To answer the question of where you want to arrive and the kind of person you want to be, you've got to get serious.
What does your fucking book look like? Like, your life is a book. You got a bunch of chapters in your book, but when they close that book, how good was the book? How good was your book? What was the ending to your book? If the ending to my book can be so amazing because of all that was done.
If you give up on your dreams, what do you have left? Nothing. I can't live that way.
So many people out there fail not because they don't have the ability. It's because they don't have the heart to go through adversity.
There's going to be a lot of times y'all about to fail. We are all a work in progress. But in that moment, I want you to remember the power of you. You will change the world.
Nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits.
What's your why? What motivates you? What pushes you? What drives you? And if that thing is internal, if nobody has to call you, if nobody has to prod you, if nobody has to reward you, if nobody has to give you anything, if you are self-motivated and self-regulated, you can have it. You can be it. You can do it.
It's possible you can live your dream. It's necessary that you have a plan of action, that you're resilient, that you stick to, and you work with the system, that you have the vision and never give up, that you become creative and relentless and keep on coming back again and again and again, and that it's you that you got to take personal responsibility to make it happen, and that it's hard, easy is not an option. And when life knocks you down, jump back up and say, it's not over until I win.
Take ownership. Take extreme ownership. Don't make excuses. Don't blame any other person or any other thing. Get control of your ego. Take ownership of everything in your world, the good and the bad.
And I would ask him, at what point do you become stronger than your strongest excuse? Meaning, even when it's valid, you can use it, and it's probably wrong that it happened, but at what point do you become stronger than your strongest excuse? Because at a certain point, life is gonna place everybody in a position to where you never know how strong you are until being strong is the only choice you have.
Telling everybody your sad and sob stories, trying to get people to show up to your pity parties and your pity parades. If you ever see me in a Rolls Royce, a 6 or 7 star hotel, living my life to the fullest, don't get jealous of me, because I work my ass off to get it. Nobody handed me nothing.
People look at champions and try and find something that that champion has that they don't have. He's like, but it's not that at all. He's like, they lack something everyone else has, which is an off button. They just don't stop.
I find that consistency is the key. And consistency doesn't always guarantee success, but if you're inconsistent, if you don't take those steps, you'll never be successful.
You get one shot at this gig right here. Life. One life. That's all you've got. And regret, in and of itself, it's worthless. It does nothing for you. In fact, the only valuable thing in regret is the lesson you learned, the knowledge that you gained. But walking around filled with regret, it gets you nothing. You have to process the information. You have to absorb it. You have to accept it. You have to open your mind. You gotta free your mind so that you can learn and make real progress.
Life ain't gonna be easy. Ain't nobody gonna hand you nothing. You're not ready to give 120 in every single area. If you're ready to quit, you're ready to give up, you're ready to give in. You ready to tell me what's not working, who doing this, what's wrong? If you're not ready to get up every day and start all over again like nothing happened yesterday, why me, God? Why not her? We both adults. Because I can count on you. This is what you do. You are built for this.
Not only do you want to stop being scared and do that thing that you don't know if you can do or not, but you know what you got to do is you got to start taking the steps now. Your life seems like it's gonna last forever. And I will tell you right now, it's not gonna last forever. And those years go by like a summer's day.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
If you want something bad enough, if you can't let anybody tell you you can't do something, not even yourself, I would have arguments with myself. I could do it. People doubted me. I doubted myself sometimes too. To do anything successfully in life, you've got to want it as bad as you want to breathe. And if you want it that bad, if you're willing to give it that much, you get a big piece of what you want. And life and dreams do come true. Anything you want can happen, become a reality.
The biggest mistake a person can do, no matter in which situation you are, is to give up. you might not reach the best version of yourself in this lifetime, but a better one than you are right now. The main point is to find something that you are not standing still where you are right now. At least prepare yourself slowly, step by step, to get out of that hole right now.
Maybe you want to be nobody. Maybe you're happy exactly where you are in life, because obviously you are. Maybe you don't have the determination to be somebody better than who you are. And if you want to live with that, I'll support you in that. If you're good with being who you are, nothing I can say to you. Some people are just, their will is so small that they don't have any, and you can't give it to them. There has to be something. This is what I'm talking about now, because this isn't a hack. This has to be in you. Something in you has to wake up.
When you feel like giving up, don't. When you're thinking about giving up, don't. When it look like you ain't gonna make it, keep going. You got to be relentless. Waking up every day, putting the next foot in front of the next foot, at least keeps you in the game.
See, a lot of us, because of our limited vision of ourselves, a lot of us who begin to focus on problems and enable them to overwhelm us, we begin to think that we have no options. We begin to believe that there's no way out.
Here's how to get older without getting better. Keep relearning the same lesson. If you keep making the same mistake over and over, the mistake isn't the problem. You are.
We have two primary choices in life. We can either accept conditions as they exist, or we can take the responsibility to change them.
I'm obsessed with improvement. Every day I'm getting better. There are those of you with phones, and every new phone that comes out, you get it. Every upgrade, you get it. Every piece of software, you get it. You are upgrading your technology, and you've not upgraded yourself.
People want to find their passion, but you don't find it, you create it. And you create it by getting good at something. And to get good at stuff, you start by doing something you suck at. Then you get good, then you like it, then people ask how you found your passion. Answer, by starting when you sucked and not giving up.
What's your book look like? What does your fucking book look like? Like your life is a book. You got a bunch of chapters in your book, but when they close that book, how good was the book? How good was your book? What was the ending to your book?
All your excuses are lies. They are lies, all of them. Think about the things that you tell yourself, the lies you use to rationalize taking the easy road. Taking the easy road and leaving discipline behind. Think about them. The truth will set you free. The truth will stand, and the truth will deliver you from procrastination and laziness and the downward spiral that comes with a lack of discipline. So don't believe the lies, believe the truth. But the truth is, you have time, you have the skill, you have the knowledge and the support and the willpower and the discipline to get it done.
Decide that you're going to face it, that whatever shortcomings you have, that you're going to strengthen yourself there. Whatever training that's required, that you're going to go get that training, that you're going to get started right now. Most of us go through life pretending that we're satisfied where we are, pretending that everything is okay, pretending that we don't have any special goals or ambitions or desires, when really deep down inside we do really want more.
We do not retreat. We do not give up. We do not surrender. And the reason why most of you are not successful is because every single time stuff's not going your way, you give up, you quit, you let go, and people feel weakness. They feel it.
There will be times when the journey seems impossible, when every step forward feels like a battle, and the urge to quit looms large. Remember, the darkest nights produce the brightest stars. Every obstacle you encounter every challenge you face is an opportunity to rise, to learn, and to grow stronger. Do not let temporary setbacks define your destiny.
The real challenge of growth comes when you get knocked down. How you handle it, that's where the growth takes place.
If somebody came and knocked you down, there ain't nothing you can do about it. But if I come back a week later and you're still on the ground, we got a problem. And some of you, you say, it ain't my fault. You're right. The way you were born, what happened to you is not your fault. But doggone it, you still on the ground after 20 years? If you get knocked down, there's nothing you can do about it. But getting back up has every single thing to do with you.
You have a choice to either give up or keep going. Give up or get up.
You're going to have to be your own hero. So you can stop waiting for it, you can stop wishing for it, and you can get on with the rest of your life. All I'm saying is don't quit. I didn't say don't rest. I didn't say don't recover. I said don't quit. Mentally, you ain't got to take off. Mentally, you can stay connected.
Pain is temporary. Pain is your friend. Pain is going to take you to the next level. No pain, no gain. But I want you to feel that pain going through your body. And as pain leaves your body, guess what's going to take its place? Success.
Because if it was all just super easy, well, how are you going to get anything different to what everybody else has got if you do the same thing that everybody else does?
Yeah.
And one of the best selectors for people not doing a thing is discomfort. So the route that has a lot of discomfort down it, usually on the other side of that, ends up with something which is valuable.
I have never met anybody who became incredibly successful in any area of their life until they had suffered and sweated and sacrificed and kept their focus and fought through tears and trials and tests. And if you have a dream and you commit to it, it will come to pass.
You say, why is it that you're working out so hard, 5 hours a day, 6 hours a day, and you have always a smile on your face? The others are working out just as hard as you do, and they look sour in the face. And I told people all the time, I said, because to me, I'm shooting for a goal. In front of me is the Mr. Universe title. So every rep that I do gets me closer to accomplishing that goal, to make this goal, this vision, turn into reality. Every single set that I do, every repetition, every weight that I lift will get me a step closer to turn this goal into reality.
And some of you are not successful because every single time you run up against a trial, every time you run up against a tribulation, you stop and you give it up too easy. I need effort from you. I need you to match whatever effort the enemy is putting up. Match the doggone effort.
So I couldn't wait to do another 500-pound squat. I couldn't wait to do another 500-pound bench press. I couldn't wait to do another 2,000 reps of sit-ups. I couldn't wait for the next exercise.
I get happier about the harder it is because I know that no one else will follow. And I think if you can shift from this is hard to no one else will be able to do this, then it flips from being this thing that you're like, oh, poor me, to oh, poor everyone else who's going to have to fucking try.
So many people that have the ability and just refuse to get off that couch. Refuse to study a few more hours. Refuse to go deeper, to go further. And that's where I gain the advantage. It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak.
So listen to me. There are those of you who said, I want to be a millionaire. I want to be the best at this company, right? But your value system says you believe in sleep more than you believe in grinding. If you're going to go to the next level, your values are going to have to change.
You don't have time. That's a lie. You don't have support. That's a lie. You don't know the best way. Or you're too old, or you're too young. Of course, you're too old or too young. Lie. And there's, you're too busy. Sure you are. That's a lie. then you're too tired, or you're too sore, or you're just plain not feeling it. Lies, lies, lies. And the list goes on and on and on.
Most smart people realize that there is value in stepping outside of their comfort, that on the other side of discomfort is something valuable. We're told that worthwhile things are difficult to attain, because if they weren't difficult to attain, they wouldn't be worthwhile. This is how non-valuable but difficult things get slipped into our desires without us noticing. Attaining something worthwhile is often going to be difficult, but just because it's difficult doesn't mean it's worthwhile. We use the challenge as a proxy for virtue or value or alignment or integrity. There's some signaling going on here too. Difficult things by design will be attained by a small number of people, which makes them desirable simply because it's an easy way to stand out from the crowd. But just because it's difficult to attain does not mean that it's valuable.
No one's coming to lift the weights for you. No one's coming to study for you. No one's coming to put in the hours for you. No one's coming to do all the hard work for you. You have to do it yourself.
People look at champions and try and find something that that champion has that they don't have. He's like, but it's not that at all. He's like, they lack something everyone else has, which is an off button. They just don't stop.
When you grow up, you tend to get told that the world is the way it is, and your life is just to live your life inside the world, try not to bash into the walls too much, try to have a nice family life, have fun, save a little money. But life, that's a very limited life. Life can be much broader once you discover one simple fact, and that is everything around you that you call life was made up by people that were no smarter than you. And you can change it. You can influence it. You can build your own things that other people can use.
And you're gonna fail. And you're gonna fail. And you're gonna fail. And then you're gonna win. And that's life. Life without those challenges, it's just existence. Don't just exist. Go live.
Someone had told me when I was 20 years old that life was very short and would pass just like that, I wouldn't have believed it. And if I tell you that, you don't believe it either. I cannot get young people to understand how brief life is, how quickly it passes. It seems like yesterday I was in school.
You get one shot at this gig right here. Life. One life. That's all you've got. And regret, in and of itself, it's worthless. It does nothing for you. In fact, the only valuable thing in regret is the lesson you learned, the knowledge that you gained. But walking around filled with regret gets you nothing. Don't let regret beat you down. Don't be a slave to regret. No. Let it teach you. Let it make you better. Let the fear of regret fuel you to take action.
There's no guarantee that because somebody is now down on their luck, they can never come back. Who can guarantee that you can't make it? That you can't have your dream? Who can guarantee that you can't do what you want to do? No one can predict that.
Because if you're willing to go through all the battling you got to go through to get to where you want to get, who's got the right to stop you? It's your right to listen to your gut. It ain't nobody's right to say no after you earn the right to be where you want to be and do what you want to do.
I didn't get to where I am. I didn't get here being lazy. I didn't get here binge watching TV. I didn't get here taking days off. I personally know what it takes. One day I made a decision that enough is enough. I'm tired of being average. I'm tired. I'm tired of being good. I'm tired. I made a decision. Enough is enough. It's showtime.
But I'm not qualified. But I'm not good enough. But I'm not smart enough. But I didn't go to the right school. But I don't have enough money. But. If you're ever gonna step into your future, if you're ever gonna step into your destiny, you're gonna have to get over your butt.
And you keep fighting, and you keep fighting, and you keep fighting no matter what. And you never quit. Never, never quit. And if you feel like your life is in a place where you can't get any lower and you don't think you can find any way out, good. Because that means the ultimate challenge is ahead of you. It means you can only go up.
So when it comes to your life, when are you going to stop saying easier said than done and start saying, no matter how impossible it may seem, no matter how many people doubt me, no matter how many failures I run into on this journey of success, I'm going to get it done. That's the mindset that you have to have. Stop thinking of all the reasons why you can't do it and find the one reason why you can, why you have to, why you should. Start taking responsibility over your life.
We know the battle ahead. We know the journey ahead is going to get tough. We know we're going to face obstacles. We know it's going to be some discomfort. We know they're going to try to break us. We know they're coming for us. We know that's going to happen already. So let's make up in our minds before the battle that we're going to be victorious.
Everything worthwhile is uphill. You see, every dream that you've ever had, it's all uphill. If you have a great relationship with somebody, you had to work on it. It's uphill. If you build a wonderful business, guess what? It was uphill. If you've made the right decisions, they're not easy, are they? And the only way that you can go uphill is to be intentional. Nobody ever accidentally went uphill. You've never talked to a successful person and said, how did you get to the top of the mountain? And then look at you and say, I have no idea. If they're at the top of the mountain, they know how they got there. Because they had to have effort. It took energy. It took time. Everything worthwhile is uphill.
Don't cry to give up. Cry to keep going. Don't cry to quit. You already in pain. You already hurt. Get a reward from it. At the end of pain is success.
You may have gone through loss, things that are not fair, but what you need to fulfill your purpose is not in what you've lost, it's in what you have left. Take the hand you've been dealt and make the most of it.
Because becoming undeniable is not something that sticks with you in a certain role. It's a character trait that you develop. That means any place that you are put, you will put in the work, you will learn the skills, you will improve your arsenal to become the undeniable best in that role.
It's very, very simple to get what you want, but it's not easy. It's your job to make yourself do the crap you don't want to do so you can be everything that you're supposed to be.
It's possible for you to live your dream. It's necessary that you associate with winners, that you work your system, that you are relentless, that you never give up. It's you. You've got to take personal responsibility. You've got to make it your personal business to make it happen. And you've got to resolve within yourself that I can do this, that it's hard. But you've got to say, I'm the one. I'm the one to make this happen. I'm the one to become successful in this business. But you know it's going to be hard. But find out what will make it worth it for you.
You'd be surprised how good you'd be if you just decide to win.
I woke up one day and stopped making excuses. I woke up one day and stopped playing the blame game. I woke up one day and looked at the man in the mirror and was like, yo, bro, what are you doing? Wake up. It's showtime. Let's go.
It's hard handling just the tragedies of life. It's hard. When you're working on something and you put everything you have in it, and it doesn't work out, you lose your money and other people's money. It's hard. You will go through things, and while you're going through them, you can't understand why it's happened to you. But after you go through it, you get back and you look at it and you say, oh, now I understand why I needed that lesson.
You have to struggle. You have to struggle. The bigger the struggle, the bigger the peace. When everybody's suffering, everybody's all poopy pants and their mentality's down and everything, I started just like, my God, this is where I shine. And I started using all that misery for tons and tons and tons of drive and motivation to then lead people further. Because you can get a lot of power through misery.
It will be
hard because life is hard. That's what life is. And these challenges that you face, they're going to do their best to take you down.
Life made you this way. We can't live like this. We can't live in fear. We can't live in judgment. We can't be afraid of people right now looking at me saying about me. We cannot be afraid of that.
So if you look at yourself, what are the fears you have, but maybe you need some help in strengthening yourself in that area as you assess your strengths and your weaknesses, as you begin to prove yourself and your passions and your dreams and your goals and the things that you want. If you decide to experience all of your true potential, as you decide to manifest all of your greatness.
In order for you to go from one level to the next level, in order for any woman to transition, for any man to transition, the thing that they want must be greater than the thing they currently have.
And so sometimes you got to play hard, you got to play physical, you got to play tough, because the game itself is tough. The game itself is hard. But I know you got what it takes.
Life is a war. And there are people out there and there are things out there that are trying to take you down. Things are going to go wrong. And when things go wrong, it's pretty easy just to say, you know what, I'm going to stand down or I'm going to give up. But I think no. I think keep fighting.
So if you don't love it, if you're not having fun doing it, you don't really love it, you're going to give up.
There are dreams shut up in you. There are new levels. All they need is to be stirred up. You know who sees dreams come to pass? Stirred up people. You know who goes further than they can imagine? People that are passionate. What dreams, what gifts, what healing, what freedom? It's still burning. It's a little ember. Now it just needs you to add your passion to it, to start believing, to start acting like it's going to happen, to start stepping up with boldness. It's easy to come up with excuses, to talk ourselves out of it. Joel, I tried, but it didn't work out. Try again. That didn't put your fire out.
All I need you to do is speak up and say, I expect to win. Declare that it's over, that yesterday was the last day that you were a loser. Like yesterday was the last day you expected to come up short. When you set out for a goal, expect it to happen. Expect to be successful. Expect it to be positive. If you can expect it, if you can wake up feeling like a winner, if you can wake up talking like a winner, if you can expect that everything you do will come out winning, I guarantee you, you never ever have to come up short again.
Listen to me, a 9-to-5 person, they make a sale and they're excited. When you get to my level and you get one thing, then you try to get to the next level, then you try to get to the next level, then you try to get to the next level. A true hunter's goal is not the prize. A true hunter's goal is to hunt. I'm saying that some of you in this room, you might not be a lion yet. And I need you to understand, for those of you who are 70% beast mode, 30% gazelle, that's just enough for that other person to outdo you.